News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, I tell you what, let me just do this. Before I jump into anything else, Copper, I know we had a caller that called in and he waited through part of the break, so let me just grab that real quick. Line 5, Daniel from Huntsville. Hey, Daniel, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing pretty good. This nice sunny day is cutting... It's cutting into my time having fun because I got work.
Sorry to hear it. What's up, man?
What I'm calling about is I've been listening to Dan Bongino's show on your radio station, and I noticed yesterday and today Dan Bongino brought up the fact of these bio labs over in Ukraine.
They
all of a sudden started to surface. And you being a military person, I was wondering what your input is, and I'll hang up my phone and listen to your talk.
Yeah, well, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that. And listen, I'm actually planning on doing a whole segment on that later in the show, but I'll go ahead and touch on it now since you called. And thanks, by the way, for being in the audience. So, weird situation we got right now is that just the other day, in the middle of a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, I believe it was, one of the deputy undersecretaries for the Department of State, I believe she was, Victoria Nuland, kind of shocked everybody, and it kind of seemed to go right on by, like no one knew what to do with this, but she said there are bio labs that have us very concerned, and the Russian army is moving towards those, and we are coordinating with the Ukrainian government to secure those facilities. And everybody kind of went, what? Bio labs. And the next thing we had happen was immediately, like the next day, John Kirby, spokesperson, retired Admiral Kirby, gets up there for the Pentagon, the DOD spokesperson. He gets up there and says, there's no bio labs. There's nothing to see here. I mean, so we got mixed messages. Here's my concern. I don't know what they're for. I don't believe that Ukraine likely had a bioweapons lab, but we do know that they appear now to have had bio labs where they are potentially studying gain-of-function research, where they take viruses, sort of like what we've heard about in the Wuhan lab, take viruses and they develop them within the laboratory to see what kinds of resistance they can develop for them in the event they ever get out. So what they're basically doing, without creating a bioweapon, they're creating a bioweapon. The last thing you want to have happen is a spill out. Now, not everything in a bio lab is going to be able to survive in the elements outside. So if they were seized, it doesn't mean they're instantly weaponized or suddenly creating the zombie apocalypse. But that being said, you just don't want that. It's in a sealed location for a reason. There's a reason why they wear those clean white suits and have showers and, and decontamination emergency protocols, because there's some nasty stuff in there. So, Daniel, I'm not sure I'm answering your question, but what I am saying is this. The Biden administration is giving out very mixed messages. One minute they're concerned, the next minute nothing to see here. The other thing is, me personally, I don't believe what we have is a bioweapons lab, but I do believe we have a bioresearch lab that still presents some dangers should it somehow be compromised. So there's that. Daniel, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that very much. And I will dig into that more later on, because number two on the triple dipper is going to be Ukraine, what now, what next? And that was a part of it. So I kind of just basically gave you an advance of some things that were going to come up later in the show. Let me just jump on something else. Total change of subject. Total change of subject in the minute and a half we have left. Do not forget that this weekend is when we used to spring forward on our clocks. All right, so we are literally going to lose an hour of sleep but gain all the sunshine. So that's going to be this week, this Saturday. What do you got, Copper? What are you doing?
Oh, so I hear there's a cutely named bill called the Sunshine Protection Act.
The Sunshine Protection Act.
Yes, Tommy Tuberville is one of those people that he just can't stand the switching.
Why do you say one of those people? So he's got a bill that does away with daylight savings time?
Yes, indeed.
I am one of those people.
I know it. I know it.
For that.
I don't really care one way or the other.
So you're not like outside enjoying the evening sun, sitting on the veranda, sipping a mint julep and watching the sun go down, but...
I mean, I love doing that, but I'm also a night person, so I don't really care when the sun goes down.
Oh, but see... But why do we even have daylight? Do you know why we have daylight savings time?
Well, apparently because of World War I, and it was wartime, but I thought it was because of Benjamin Franklin and Farmers or City Time or something.
Now I think you're just making stuff up. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. I thought it was because we used to be an agrarian society and it did something to preserve the amount of daylight necessary for farmers to work early in the day. You read that straight from Tuberville's press release?
Yeah. Tuberville said that daylight savings time was originally called, quote, wartime.
Okay, I'm gonna have to work with Copper on her sentiments about daylight savings time, because the whole world wants it gone, Copper. Don't you understand?
If you just tell me that the world wants it gone, will that make everybody want it gone?
Okay, I'm not gonna answer your question. All right, hey, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, Copper. Just plain right. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after this news.